It's like, let's try to reset all of this. Now he fakes right, goes left, comes down to the left wing. Hayden reaches in, knocks the ball out, comes up with the loose ball. Cross-court pass to Olmstead. Olmstead to Mason. Mason fakes the three. Now a 15-footer shot, no good. And rebounded by Hill. Hill to Olsen. Olsen across the timeline for the Hilltoppers. Panthers lead 36-21. Bounce pass to Harrington now. Right baseline. Tries to drive inside. He's going in with all the big boys. And coming up with it is Hurlburt. Hurlburt pushes it up court quickly. Tries to dish it off to Bates. Ball gets knocked down right into Olmstead's hands. And he's like, well, gee, thank you. Up and in, 38-21 now. And over to Harrington. He's top of the key. Tries to drive inside. Blocked by Hurlburt. Coming up with a loose ball is Thompson. Thompson over to Olsen. Right wing. Three ball. Shot no good. Rebounded by Olmstead. A bomb back the other way to Mason. He can't overthrow and out of bounds. Hilltopper ball. Weber getting ready to come in. Weisenbeck coming in. Mason and Hayden take a seat. ...38-21 Panthers, 14-17 left in the game. Inbounded to Olsen. Olsen now on the far side, works off the screen, comes down to the right wing, hesitates, drives right baseline, puts up the shot right around Bates. Olmstead now across the timeline for the Panthers. Over to Hurlburt. Hurlburt now to Weisenbeck. Cross-court pass to Weber on the right wing. Weber now to Olmstead in the corner. Inside pass to Bates. Bates puts it up. Shot no good. Tip, 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 tip. Gets his own rebound. Puts it up again. This time it falls. As Olsen now across the timeline. 40-23 Panthers. Over to Hill. Hill back to Olsen. Olsen fakes right, now goes left, stop, 15-footer from the baseline, no good. Rebounded by Hurlburt. Hurlburt pushes it up court to Olmstead. Olmstead stops, shot, no good, under, lays it. Loose ball coming up with it is Olsen. Olsen now back the other way. He comes down to the right wing. Panther defense, though, catches up. He squares up, right corner, three ball, shot, no good. And whistling a foul. Foul's going to be on Ian Anderson. And so it'll be Panther ball. Hurlburt inbounds it to Olmstead. Olmstead across the timeline now. Over to Hurlburt. Hurlburt to Weber in the right corner. Back out to Hurlburt. Right wing back to Weber. Right corner. Back to Hurlburt. Hurlburt cross-court pass to Weisenbeck. Weisenbeck to Olmstead on the left wing. Ball knocked away by Ian Anderson. Quickly, and he comes up with it. Come back the other way now. Bounce pass inside. Shot put up by number 35, Brett Peterson, up and in. Weisenbeck now on the left wing. Over to Hurlburt. Hurlburt, three ball. Shot's good. Whoa, Ethan Hurlburt with a long three. 43-25 now. And across the timeline comes Olsen. Olsen now over to Reba. Reba bounce pass inside to Anderson. Anderson puts up the shot blocked by Olmstead of all people. And coming up with it is Weber. Weber over to Olmstead. Olmstead now to Weber. Weber over to Weisenbeck. Weisenbeck to Hurlburt. Hurlburt, three ball on the way. Shot no good. Rebounded by Weisenbeck. Puts it up over Lasik. Gets his rebound again. Puts it up again. Up and in. Well, when you get multiple chances, eventually those bunnies will fall to Anderson. Anderson can saves it to Weber. Weber on his own and whistling a foul. Foul will be on number 13, Klinger. Going to the line for two will be Weber. Thinking of the JKO Auto Body Shop with car restoration and collision repair. It's the JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand. Durand Fresh Markets, your hometown grocery store, Durand Fresh Market. Download the new app for even more savings. Visit freshmarketwy.com for more information. Numbers are us, Common Sense Bookkeeping and more. Daily Money Management, Certified QuickBooks Pro Advisor. Call Rhonda at 672-8093 or visit her online at numbersareus.com. Please thank all of our sponsors. They make our broadcast possible here on WRDN. Next free throw on the way. In and out, no good. Rebounded by Olsen. Olsen back the other way now. Panthers lead 45-25. Bounce pass now over to Reba. Shot partially blocked, but Peterson comes up with it in the lane. Puts up the shot hard off the glass. Rebounded again, this time by Swenby. Shot no good. Then coming up with it is Mason. Mason to Hurlburt. Hurlburt up and in. No good. Overlays it. Olsen back the other way. He crosses the timeline. Inside pass is going to be tipped out of bounds by Mason. Thank you, Ryan. And Elson needs to take a breath. All right. 11-20. 45-25 Panthers. Get a timeout. Timeout. Glenwood City full timeouts with 11:20 remaining. And the Panthers lead 45-25. Thank you to Durant Smokehouse. Now available at Durant Smokehouse. New meat and cheese packs are available. Check them out. Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant. Also 24-7 in West Wisconsin Telecom. Building smart fiber optic communities from the ground up. Find out more. Visit WWT.coop. The Rooster Tail Grill. Visit the Rooster Tail Grill for daily specials like Taco Tuesday, Wing Wednesday. They'll have the pizza special tomorrow. Of course, it's the Friday Fish Fry, Rooster Tail Grill, downtown Durant. And O'Galley Cheese Factory, they have the cheese and meat trays for those football parties. And boy, do we got a big one this weekend, right, Packer fans? It's the playoffs for the Packers. Let's just call it what it is. The playoffs for the Packers begin this weekend against the Bears, a hometown playoff game. So if you need that meat and cheese tray for that football party, well, visit O'Galley Cheese Factory, downtown Durant. Please thank all of our sponsors. They make our broadcast possible here on WRDN. Give them a call, drop them an email, visit their business, and tell them thank you for supporting our broadcast. Without their support, we wouldn't be here at Durant Arkansas High School tonight covering the game. So please thank them for supporting our broadcasts. Okay, the timeout is over. And Glenwood City gets the ball. Panthers lead 45-25. Olsen to inbound it to our left to Harrington. Harrington left wing. Harrington over to Swenby. Swenby now back to Harrington. Harrington tries to drive inside. Can't do it. Peterson loses the ball. Still a loose ball. And they get it back out to Reba. Reba on the left wing. Hands it off to Harrington. Harrington in the left corner now. Back to Reba. Reba cross-court pass now back to Olsen. Olsen over to Harrington. Harrington, top of the key, fakes right, goes left, tries to drive inside, gets cut off. Now back to Reba. Reba's going to drive inside, puts up the shot, up and in. Right around Hayden, 45-27. Panthers lead, 10:33 remaining in the game. To Hurlburt, Hurlburt now to Weisenbeck. Weisenbeck cross-court pass to Mason. Mason back at center. Mason now over to Weber. Weber right corner. Three ball. Shot no good. And rebounded by Olsen. Nope. Coming up with a loose ball is Hurlburt. Hurlburt to Hayden. Hayden up and in. Back to 47-27 Panthers. And across the timeline is Olsen. Olsen now to Reba. Reba right corner to Olsen. Top of the key. Fakes the three. Now tries to drive inside. Now square up for the three ball from the right wing. Shot no good. And coming up with it is Weisenbeck. Weisenbeck to Weber. Weber across the timeline on the far side to Hurlburt. Left corner. Three ball. Rims out. No good. Rebounded by Olsen. And now over to Reba. Reba right wing. Reba now looking for a cutter. No one there. Top of the key now to Peterson. Peterson back to Reba. Reba right corner. Over to Harrington in the right corner. He's going to try and drive inside. Kicks it over to Swenby. Swenby now back out to Reba. Back to Olsen. Olsen inside to pass to Peterson. Peterson over to Harrington. Three ball shot no good. Whistle and a foul. Foul will be on Mason. Coming in for the Panthers will be Anderson and Olmstead. As Weber and Hurlburt take a seat. Let's see here. Looks like we got some other changes here. Number 33, Logan Rands, is in now for Glenwood City. And inbounded to Thompson. Thompson back to Reba. Reba now to Hill. Hill, right wing, comes to the top of the key. Looking for a cutter, no one there. Now to Rance. Rance inside pass to Olsen. Whistle foul, no shot. Foul will be on Weisenbeck. 47-27 Panthers, 8:56 remaining in the game. Inbounding it is Reba to our left. Inbounds it to Rance. Rance now back to Hill. Hill's pass to Olsen at the free throw line. He retreats back out. Back to Hill. Hill now inside to Rance. Rance to Hill. Throws up the shot in the lane. No good. Loose ball, and Weisenbeck comes up with it and gets it over to Olmstead. Olmstead across the timeline quickly. Comes down to the right wing. Now to the baseline. Kicks it back out to Mason. To Olmstead, right corner. Three ball on the way. Shot no good. And tip. Coming up with it is Weisenbeck. He scores up from the left wing. Three ball shot no good. And coming up with the loose ball is a Hill. Whistle and a timeout. Timeout Glenwood City. 8:22 remaining. 47-27 Panthers. Thank you to Martin Transport. Visit Martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. The Cell Block. Visit the Cell Block for Friday fish fries when they feature the all-day soup and salad bar from the Cell Block. Also, Ryan's Sports Shop. Yep, ice fishing just around the corner. You know, on the 20th is a free weekend, winter fishing weekend. And if you've never ice fished before, you can visit Ryan's Sports Shop for all of your ice fishing needs. We'll get some ice. Don't worry, it's going to get cold and snowy next week. Heike Wealth Management, providing clarity to your financial picture. They help you navigate toward a more prosperous future. Heike Wealth Management, located on 3rd Avenue West here in Durand. Visit HeikeWealth.com for more information. Please thank all of our sponsors. They make our broadcast possible. Give our sponsors a call, drop them an email, visit their business, and tell them thank you. So, inbounded now to Harrington. Harrington back to Olsen. And Olsen across the timeline. To Reba. Reba now gets it out to Harrington, partially blocked by Hayden. Loose ball coming up with it. Whistle foul on the scramble for the loose ball. Foul will be on Hayden. Stay a Hilltopper ball. Inbounding it to our right is Reba. Reba looking now out to Rands. Rands over to Olsen on the right or on the left wing. Kicks it back out to Harrington at center. Now inside it to Rance. Rance in the lane's in trouble. Gets it out to Harrington, top of the key. Three ball, shot no good. Rebounded by Thompson. Thompson now back to Reba. Reba over to Olsen. Right corner, three ball. Brady Olsen with the three. 47-30 Panthers. 7:42 remaining in the game. Across the timeline comes Olmstead. Olmstead now kicks it over to Mason. Mason right wing. Mason now works off the screen. Top of the key now over to Anderson. Anderson inside to Hayden. Hayden's shot is blocked by Olsen. And coming up with it was Rance. Rance back to Olsen. Olsen over to Reba. Reba right wing back to Olsen. Olsen now back at center. Cross-court pass to Harrington. Harrington inside to Reba. Reba in the lane. Puts up the shot. Whistle and a foul. Actually passed it off to Thompson, who put up the shot and gets fouled. Foul will be on Anderson. Thank you to Beeves Restaurant, Plum City. Visit Beeves in Plum City for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. They have daily specials and weekly specials, including the Sunday buffet. Visit Beeves' Facebook page for more information and for daily and new specials. First free throw is good. Duran Napa, farmers visit Duran Napa for custom hoses, bulk fluids, filters, tools, and parts to keep that equipment running during the winter on the farm. Napa know-how from Duran Napa, downtown Duran. Next free throw on the way, no good. Loose ball, and coming up with it is Olmstead to Bates. Hurlburt now will bring it across the timeline for the Panthers. Over to Mason. Mason to Bates, left wing. Back to Mason now. Mason to Olmstead, back at top of the key. He tries to drive inside. Whistle and a foul. Foul will be on number 24. That'll be on Reba. Panthers to inbound it to our right. Hurlburt to inbound it. Intercepted. Intercepted by Thompson. And pass, and then knocked, and Hayden now gets fouled, or Hayden commits the foul. And Hayden was going for the interception and instead commits the foul, and now it'll be a Hilltopper ball. 6:45 remaining in the game. 47-31 Panthers. Inbounded to Olson. Olson across the timeline now over to Harrington. Harrington back to Hill. Hill inside pass to Thompson. He kicks it back out. Now around the horn they go. Reba right corner drives in on the baseline. Shot no good. Rebounded by Bates. Over to Olmstead now. Olmstead across the timeline. Olmstead over to Hayden. Hayden inside to Bates. Bates gets the ball, puts up the shot, whistle and a foul. They'll go to the line for two. Foul will be on number 30, and that's going to be Thompson. Thank you to Anibus Silo, your Coyote Tractor and Toro dealer, Highway 25 Durant, Provisions Health of Durant, changing the way you experience healthcare. Find out more at provisions.health, Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, downtown Durant. First free throw, what, no good. Durant Improvement Group, many hands make light work. Durant Improvement Group needs help with Fun Fest and some of the other events. Please volunteer. Visit durantimprovementgroup.org for more information. So Bates' second free throw on the way. And it's good. 48-31 Panthers, 6:17 remaining in the game. Across the timeline now comes Olson. Olson now over to Reba. Reba back to Hill. Hill now over to Olson. Olson pass inside to Rance. Rance kicks it back out to Olson. Three ball on the way. Shot no good. Tip. Rebounded by Hayden. Hayden back to Olmstead. Olmstead over to Mason. Mason back to Hayden. Over to Hurlburt. Three ball. Shot's good. Ethan Hurlburt with another three. That's his fourth one of the night. 51-31 Panthers. Across the timeline comes Olson. 5:33 remaining in the game. Olson now. Look at, whoa, Olmstead was going for the steal and he commits the foul. He'll stay Panther ball. Klinger getting ready to come back in. Comes out for Reba. So inbounded to Klinger. Klinger to Olson. Olson back across the timeline. To Klinger now on the far side. Klinger tries to drive inside. Here comes the double team. Now inside to Harrington. Harrington in the lane. Pass intercepted by Hayden. Over to Olmstead. Olmstead back to Hurlburt. Hurlburt left corner to Olmstead. Olmstead 15-footer. Shot off the back of the rim. No good. Rebounded by Klinger. Klinger across the timeline now. Bounce pass inside. Knocked out of bounds by Hayden. It'll stay Glenwood City ball. Peterson coming in, and also Thompson coming in. As Harrington and Hill come out. So Olson now inbounds it to Thompson. Thompson left wing. Thompson bounce pass inside to Peterson. Peterson now kicks it back out to Thompson. Thompson stop now over to Rance. Rance back to Peterson in the lane. Now he dishes it off to Olson on the right baseline, but he's got to retreat back out. Now to Rance. Rance inside to Peterson. Peterson head fake, shot blocked by Bates. Loose ball coming up with it is Hurlburt. Hurlburt to Mason. Mason to Olmstead. Olmstead underlays it. No good. Rebounded by Peterson. 4:13 remaining in the game. 51-31 Panthers. Here comes the trap. Olson intercepted by Bates. Bates to Hurlburt. Hurlburt goes around Olson up and in. Herbert's got 18 on the night. Across the timeline now comes Olsen. Olsen cross court pass now to Klinger. Pass is going to be knocked out of bounds by Herbert. Looks like we're going to get a bunch of changes again. Harrington coming back in. Ian Anderson coming in. Number 25, Swenby coming back in. All right. And so inbounding it will be number 24, will be Reba. And we're going to get some changes for the Panthers, too, now. We've got number 23, Brady Weber, coming in. Number 34, Anderson, coming in. Number 5, Blake Saylor, coming in. And number 12, Luke Weber, Billing Weisingbeck, also coming in. Looks like the starters are done for the night. And rebounded, and coming up with it is Reba. Shot put up, no good. Rebounded by Anderson. Over to Weber. Weber now across the timeline for the Panthers. Over to Anderson. Anderson bounce pass inside to Brady Weber. Over and back. So we got Luke and Brady Weber in. So it's going to be first names for them. All right, here we go as we have Reba now just to our right. Inbounds it to Harrington. Harrington will bring it across the timeline now. Over to Hill. Hill right wing. Round the horn we go to Reba now. Reba left wing inside, outside. And taking the shot is Swenby. Swenby puts up a shot. No good. Rebounded by Luke. Luke Weber. Whoa, a travel or a foul? They're going to call a foul, it looks like. Foul will be on Anderson, Ian Anderson. 3:06 remaining, 53-31 Panthers. Klinger coming back in for Reba. All right, so a Saylor to inbound it. Inbounds it to Brady Weber. Puts up a shot, no good. Weisen back up and in. 55-31, Panthers. And across the timeline now is the Hilltoppers to Klinger. Klinger now to Anderson. Over to the right wing. Inside back to Harrington. Harrington head fake shot up and in. Luke Weber. That's Luke Weber there coming across the timeline. Nearly loses the ball and nearly loses it again, but gets it over to Anderson. Max Anderson to Luke. Top of the key now. Luke now wanting to work off a screen from Brady Weber. Luke squares up. Three ball, or a long two shot, no good. And loose ball coming up with it is the Hilltoppers. That's Anderson. Anderson quickly back the other way. Into the lane. Oh, now he loses control of it. Gets it off to Harrington. Harrington from the free throw line. Good. Timeout. Timeout Glenwood City with 2:04 remaining, 55-35 Panthers. Thank you to the Goodrich Funeral Home, your authorized location for monuments from Lifetime Memorials. Call Goodrich Funeral Home of Duran for more information. Alcivia Co-op, find out about a Senex Total Protection Plan warranty for your farm equipment from Senex and Alcivia. Security Financial Bank, secure your future with your community bank, Security Financial Bank, West Prospect Street, Duran. Advent Health of Duran, it's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit adventhealth.com. For more information. Sunstrom & Company, it's tax season. Make that appointment now. Call Sunstrom & Company at 672-4425 today. All right. So Brady Weber to inbound it to our left. Looks like we're going to have a full court press. We are. Okay, inbounded now to number two, and that is Ethan Mack in for the Panthers. Mack across the timeline. Mack works off the screen, comes down to the right wing now over to Anderson. Anderson inside to pass to Brady. Brady out to Saylor. Saylor left wing, drives inside, loses the ball, whistle and a foul. Foul will be on Anderson, his fourth. 55-35 Panthers lead, 1:48 remaining. We'll have the Bowerville Panther postgame show coming up. And inbounded to Weisenbeck, up and in. get some scores on our Durant Fresh Market scoreboard. Hope to talk with Coach Radetzky as well and preview our next game. That's all coming up on our Bowerville Panther postgame show. Over to Klinger now. Klinger back to Hoffman, who was in. Pass inside, knocked away by Weber. That's Brady Weber with the steal. And he gets it over to Mack. Mack across the timeline. Mack now over to Saylor. Whistle travel. So, inbounding it now will be Hoffman. Coming in for the Hilltoppers, Rands. He'll come in for Swemby. Minute 16 remaining in the game. Panthers lead 57-35. Across the timeline is Anderson. Anderson now to Klinger. Klinger back to Hoffman. To Anderson. Anderson to Peterson, top of the key. Inside a pass to Anderson. Turns around, puts up a shot, short, no good. Rebounded by Max Anderson. Bomb back the other way to Brady Weber. Brady Weber kicks it over to Weisenbeck at right corner. He'll drive right baseline back to Weber. Weber on the wing, right wing. Three ball, shot off the back of the rim, no good. And out of bounds off of Weisenbeck. Seconds remaining. Inbounded now to Klinger. Klinger across the timeline. Over to Swemby. Swemby now back to Peterson. Peterson kicks it back out to Klinger. Klinger on the right wing has to get back to the top of the key to Rands. Now over to Swemby. Swemby inside to Peterson. Up and in. 57-37 Panthers. 19 seconds remaining. Mack now. And over to Weisenbeck. Weisenbeck looking for a cutter. Nobody there. 9 seconds remaining. They'll probably just let her run out. That's what they're going to do. As the Panthers win tonight by a score of 57-37 tonight. And coming up, we'll have our Bowerbilt Panther postgame show being brought to you by Bowerbilt Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire. It's Durand Arkansas Boys Basketball on WRDN.
Thank you for listening to tonight's Durand Panther Sports broadcast on WRDN. Time now for the Bowerbilt Panther postgame show, brought to you by Bowerbilt Tire and Service, with locations in Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bowerbilt Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bowerbilt Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bowerbilt, built on service.
Welcome back to Durand, Arkansas High School, where tonight Durand, Arkansas defeats Glenwood City by a score of 57-37 in a Dunn-St. Croix basketball matchup. Let's run down the scoring for tonight. For the Panthers, Olmstead had 7. Billy Weisenbeck had 11 on the night. Grady Hayden had 6. Brady Weber had 3. Ethan Hurlbert had 18. And Dane Bates had 10 on the night. With the win, the Panthers now improve to 10-2 overall and remain undefeated at 4-0 in the Dunn-St. Croix. Meanwhile, for Glenwood City, Egert had 5. He did leave the game with an ankle injury late in the first half. Harrington had 7. Brady Olson had 14 on the night. Reba had 4. Brady Thompson had 1. And Brett Peterson had 4. With the loss, the Hilltoppers now fall to 6-4 overall, 2-2. In the Dunn-St. Croix Conference. Well, the Panthers said they used that combination of zone and even some man-to-man to really stifle that Glenwood City offense tonight. And they got some nice outside shooting as well. They limited Glenwood City's outside shooting, but they had, you know, Hurlburt had four threes on the night, so not bad from the outside. Coming up on the Bowerville Panther postgame show, we're going to run down some scores from around the area. Hope to talk with Coach Radetzky as well. That's all coming up on the Bowerville Panther postgame show, being brought to you by Bowerville Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire. It's Durand Arkansas Boys Basketball on WRDN.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Welcome back to Durand Arkansas High School, where tonight the Panthers win it by a score of 57-37 in Dunn St. Croix boys basketball. Well, let's see if we can get some scores here on our Durand Fresh Market scoreboard. Durand Fresh Market, your hometown grocery store. Earlier tonight, Caledonia, they defeated Wabasha Kellogg 22-68 in girls basketball. Other games on the Durand Fresh Market scoreboard tonight, New Richmond at Chippewa Falls in girls hoops. Eau Claire North at River Falls, that also in girls basketball. Alma Pepin hosting Melrose Medoro in girls basketball. Caledonia at Wabasha Kellogg tonight. Goodhue is at Stuartville. Now, those are boys basketball games. Amory, they're playing at St. Croix Central in girls hoops. Also, Baldwin Woodville at Prescott in girls basketball. Ellsworth, they are on the road to Osceola for girls basketball tonight. At halftime, Menominee was and Eau Claire Memorial, they were tied at 22 tonight in girls basketball. So that's one of the scores that has checked in as well. You can always follow the Durand Fresh Market scoreboard again on our website at realcountry1430.com/sports. Well, some of the Panther players are coming out, so hopefully we'll have a chance to talk with Coach Radetzky as well. Our next broadcast, by the way, will be on Tuesday, as we'll have girls basketball. We go on the road to Spring Valley. We'll have that game for you coming up Tuesday night with the AdventHealth Panther preview starting at 7, tip-off at 7:15. Have that on the radio. Well, as long as the internet works well, which it has in the past from Spring Valley, we'll also have it on our streaming video service and also NTech Channel 99 as well. Well, Coach Radetzky coming over. So he comes over to take a seat. Well, Coach, you limited the outside shooting from Glenwood City.
Yeah, I thought the guys covered everything pretty well. Got their hands out, contested, and really they got the rebounds in too. They didn't give up a lot of second, third opportunities from them, which is always good. For a while there, I thought the reversing the ball was slower. They couldn't get it to the corner, even if the guy was open. We were so extended and long on the wings that they couldn't get it down to the corner where they wanted to get it to the shooter. So I thought the guys did a heck of a job finding those guys.
Meanwhile, on the other end of the court as well, the offensive rebounds, boy, you dominated there. You had got a lot of second, third, fourth chances.
We did, but I talked to the guys. There's a few of those that we shouldn't have had to have get second opportunities. We should make the first one, and we kind of talked about that after the game. It was like, way to stay after. You want to see that out of your team. Like, don't ever assume it's going in and stay, you know, get after that. But there are some of those that they were bunnies and they should have been making. And they know that, and they expect that from themselves to be making those.
Why do I have a funny feeling it's bunny drill coming up next practice?
Yeah, I mean, we add that almost every day, at least every other, getting a lot of those. And the guy, like I said, the guys really expect that from themselves. So it was nice to see, though, that they're not just thinking it's going in. They're staying after it, and they want to get it back. And just grabbing those rebounds. You know, I thought we really got strong hands. When that ball gets in our hands, we secure it pretty well.
That the 2-3 zone did work pretty well tonight.
Yeah, it did. They, you know, their biggest guy is more of an outside perimeter type of player. So that really helped us. I mean, how many blocks did Dane Bates probably have there too? So when they were shuffling guys into the high post, low post, it was worked pretty well for Dane to just wait for him. And if they were trying to put something up, he sent it back a lot. So it was, that was nice. I would have liked to see us connect a little bit more in transition. We threw some turnovers away early when they zoned us. You know, just weren't ready for it or whatever. They weren't pass faking. But we'll work on some of those things too. And the guys know they could have played better a little bit in those stretches.
Well, a nice win, and you're still undefeated in the conference. Yep. Congratulations.
All right, thank you.
That is Durand, Arkansas head coach Justin Radetzky. Again, Panthers win tonight by a score of 57-37. They are now 4-0 in the Dunn-St. Croix. They are 4-0 in the Dunn-St. Croix, and they will now we'll have our next broadcast here again coming up on January 9th. We'll have girls basketball for you as the girls are at Spring Valley, and we'll have that for you January 9th coming up with the Advent Health Panther preview at 7 and tip-off at 7:15. Well, hope you enjoyed the broadcast tonight. Once again, our final score, Durand, Arkansas 57, Glenwood City 37. You've been listening to Durand, Arkansas boys basketball here on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. I'm Brian Winnikins. Have a great evening.
Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty Advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on two multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Become a preferred customer of Adams Super Service of Durand and receive $30 off your sixth oil change when you get five. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes up to 5 quarts of oil, filter, lube, and the ASC certified technicians will do a complete safety check of your vehicle. Adams Super Service has U.S.-made tires from Vanderbilt and Mastercraft and features the Hunter Alignment System, the most advanced system to keep your vehicle going straight. Adams Super Service, your Napa Auto Care Gold Center in downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamssuperservice.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, a few flurries and lows in the upper 20s. More clouds around for tomorrow. Again, flurries and snow showers possible, high in the mid-30s. Snow wraps up tomorrow night, partly sunny in upper 20s Sunday. Another chance for snow returns to the area by Monday. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now it's 33.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Celebrate my age, the ending of an era and the turning of a page. Now it's time to focus in on where I go from here. Lord, have mercy on my next 30 years. In my next 30 years, I'm gonna have some fun. Try to forget about all the crazy things I've done. Maybe now I've conquered all my adolescent fears. And I'll do it better in my next 30 years. My next 30 years, I'm gonna settle all the scores. Cry a little less, laugh a little more. Find a world of happiness without the hate and fear. Figure out just what I'm doing here in my next 30 years.
Here we go.
All right. I gonna watch my weight. Eat a few more salads and not stay up so late. Drink a little lemonade and not so many beers. Maybe I'll remember my next 30 years. My next 30 years will be the best years of my life. Raise a little family and hang out with my wife. Spend precious moments with the ones that I hold dear. Make up for lost time here in my next 30 years. In my next 30 years. Oh, 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 yeah, yeah, yeah. All right.
I'm Susan Littlefield. Find out the latest market news with the Final Bell weekdays at 4:30 on Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN.
Maybe you should have. families and good-hearted women.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
I've sent a dozen texts and I ain't heard jack. I guess she's busy playing hard to get back. So I bought roses and her favorite wine, thinking we'd be making up in no time. But I'm parked out here on her street. Looks like the joke's on me. Sitting here, I can't believe what I just saw. Couple shadows kissing on her bedroom wall. It's looking like my plan didn't work out at all. Heartbreak turned into broke up. So now I'm finding out how a heartbreak tastes with a silver oak 1998. Drinking cab in a solo, solo in the cab of my truck. I thought about taking it back to the store, cause it's the nicest bottle that I ever paid for. But then again, if I had that money back, I'd just find a bar and go run up a tab. I could go for a whiskey, I could go for a beer, but hell, I'm already here. Sitting here, I can't believe what I just saw. Couple shadows kissing on her bedroom.
Latest from Scotty McCreery called Cabin of Solo, hitting the road here in 2024. Also going to be inducted into the Grand Ole Opry as the newest member. Congratulations to him. A full hour of country on the way. Welcome to Friday. The weekend is finally here, the first official weekend of the brand new year. Hope you're doing all right. Hit us up on our Facebook page at RC Social Saloon. That's where we asked you about a week back, what is it that you put on your hot dog? If you love hot dogs as much as I do, normally I just go for a little mustard and I'm good to go. Maybe a little ketchup, but mustard normally. What do you put on your ketchup? What is your to-go? The question was, what three things are you putting on your hot dog? I never in a million years thought we'd get as many responses as we did. So we're going to be going through and maybe this will give you some ideas as to what to try on your hot dog this weekend as you're watching football, okay? Stick around.
We're going abroad for the first time in years to Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Start learning a new language today at Babbel.com. That's B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
My daughter is normally a little goofball. But after a bad night's sleep, she's too tired to be anything. That's why I trust Pure Z's Kids. Pure Z's Kids is mindfully formulated just for kids. Their non-habit forming, drug-free products help my daughter fall asleep naturally, giving her the rest to be her best.
I'm a dinosaur.
Her best dinosaur.
Pure Z's Kids, for ages 4 and up when needed. Explore our products at ZQuil.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Well, I remember it all very well. Looking back, it was the summer I turned 18. We lived in a one-room run-down shack on the outskirts of New Orleans. We didn't have money for food or rent, to say the least. We were hard-pressed. Then Mama spent every last penny we had to buy me a dancing dress. Well, Mama washed and combed and curled my hair, and she painted my eyes and lips. Then I stepped into a satin dancing dress that had a split from the side clean up to my hip. It was red velvet trimming, and it fit me good. Standing back from the looking glass, there stood a woman where a half-grown kid had stood. Had a little bit of perfume on my neck, then she kissed my cheek. And then I saw the tears welling up in her troubled eyes as she started to speak. She looked at a pitiful shack and then she looked at me and took a ragged breath. She said, "Your paws runned off and I'm real sick and the baby's gonna starve to death." She handed me a heart-shaped locket that said that thine own self be true. And I shivered as I watched a roach crawl across the toe of my high-heel shoe. It sounded like somebody else who was talking, asking, "Mama, what do I do?" She said, "Just be nice to the gentleman fancy. They'll be nice to you." She said, "Here's your one chance, fancy. Don't let me down. Here's your one chance, fancy. Don't let me down. Lord, forgive me for what I do. But if you won't have what it's up to you, now don't let me down. Now your mama's gonna move you up." People came and took the baby. Mama died and I ain't been back. But the wheels of fate started to turn, and for me there was no way out. Wasn't very long till I knew exactly what my mama been talking about. I knew what I had to do when I made myself this solemn vow. I was gonna be a lady someday, though I didn't know when or how. But I couldn't see spending the rest of my life with my head hung down in shame. You know, I might have been born just plain white trash, but fancy was my name.
The seat of my big black jacked up truck, rolling on 35s, pretty girl by my side. You got that suntan skirt and boots, waiting on you to look my way and scoot. Your little hot self over here, girl, hand me another beer, yeah. All them other boys wanna wind you up and take you downtown, but you look like the kind fix us up a little catfish dinner. Gonna sound like a winner when I lay you down and love you right. Yeah, that's my kind of night. Might sit down on my diamond plate tailgate, put in my country ride, hip-hop mixtape. Little Conway and little T-Pain might just make it rain. You can hang your T-shirt on a limb. Hit that bank and we can ease on in. Soak us up a little moonlight. You know I know what you like, yeah. The cornrows grow, roll, roll my boat, floating down the Flint River. Catch us up a little catfish dinner. Gonna sound like a winner when I lay you down and love you right. Yeah, that's my kind of night. Yeah, that's my kind of night. My kind of, your kind is this kind of night. Dance in the dark and your lips land on mine. Oh, gonna get our love on. Oh, time to get our buzz on. All them other boys wanna wind you up and take you downtown. But you look like the kind that likes to take it way out. Out where the cornrows grow, roll, roll my boat, floating down the Flint. Catch us up a little catfish dinner. Don't it sound like a winner when I lay you down and love you right? Yeah, that's my kind of night. Yeah, that's my kind of night. That's my kind of night. Yeah, that's my kind of
country music you grew up with. Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN.
She said, I need some time to find myself. I need a little space to think. And maybe we should start seeing other people. And baby, things are moving way too fast for me. So I picked up what was left of my pride, and I put on my walking shoes, and I got up on that high road, and I did what any gentleman would do. I
got a brand. When she calls me Buttercup, she laughs and says I left the toilet seat up. She pops the top for me a cold beer and says my buddy's always welcome here. When I get hungry, she takes me out. I'm riding shotgun like a Shih Tzu hound. My tail's a wagon, my tongue's hanging out. It makes me want to shout. Smoochie, smoochie, talking mushy, mushy about nothing. Man, I think
hadn't even told me she loves me yet.
I got a brand new girlfriend. We went jumping.